The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NaprevilleAlarm.com. NaprevilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NaprevilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month. And the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit www.NaprevilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount or give them a call at 630-885-7055. That's NaprevilleAlarm.com. Bocconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. Check out Bocconi's at their Northside location or take out at their Southside location. The phone number to call to place your order is 630-717-9530. That's their North location. If you're on the South Side of town, the number to call is 630-369-4922. That's www.bocconis.com. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960 or check out www.orthocenters.org. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Check out the Naperville Park District. They just came out with their fall program guide. Lots of fun classes for the 3 and up to sign up for, ice skating, martial arts, fun with flags, fencing, you name it. Check out that new program guide. You can also check it out online at NaprevilleParks.org or give them a call at 848-5000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning and light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check them out at DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. They also have a Facebook page, or you can call them for an appointment. Tell them Dolly sent you, 630-585-7122. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And this weekend, the final weekend of the Naper Nights concert series takes place this Friday night. American English will perform. They are a Beatles tribute band. And Saturday night, 16 Candles, as well as a Rolling Stones cover band, Tumbling Dice, will be there. Check out NaperSettlement.org or call 630-305-5257 for more details on that. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Naper Settlement, and we are giving away a pair of tickets to the sponsor tent for this Friday or Saturday night for Naper Nights. Listen in or send a message to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook or on Twitter, and you could be picked to win those sponsor tent tickets. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Tell Mario Dolly sent you. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. For your first complimentary class, call them up at 630-355-6240 or check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com or call 630-222-1131. That's 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with great food, fun cocktails, and live music. Enticing their guests, to untie, unwind, and uncork. To make a reservation, give them a call at 630-305-0230 or check them out online at sullivansteak.com. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. Check out firstcommand.com or give them a call at 630-756-0193, extension 201. Tell them Dolly sent you. And that first visit, the complimentary, is absolutely free to all the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. You know, it's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, Slam Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and WCKG. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. This show airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. Thanks so much for tuning in to what I like to call the good show. We try to stay positive on the show, and we like to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. That's for sure. Lots of good guests on the show today, and we'll get to all of them in just a moment. But first, this is the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show. What a week we have had here. How about this morning here in Naperville in the Chicagoland area? Pouring down rain all morning long, thunder and lightning. I woke up about the loudest thunder, and I've been up ever since. Yep, got a lot of work done. You can sure get a lot of things done at 4 in the morning. What I should have done is gone back to sleep. But you know what? You got to have some days like this where you just catch up. So it was a good thing. That thunder woke me up and said, get out of bed. You got stuff to do. But what a morning it was. My kids all got off to school, most of them, the majority of them got off to school all right, but my youngest grade schooler, Molly, my 9-year-old going on 10 next Friday, we're waiting for that bus, and it's supposed to come at 7:45, but it was about 8 o'clock. I called the school, and they said the buses are running behind for the elementary kids. That's understandable. It's pouring rain. But he flew down our street and totally missed us at about 8:10, so I ended up driving Molly, but not before she started running down the street, chasing the bus. The poor child, the bus driver never saw her. She comes running back to me in tears, and she's soaked. What a morning. What a way to start the morning, I tell you. So I drove her to school, and all is well in the world. But, you know, just a reminder of how Mother Nature, you can't mess with Mother Nature, and things do come up, and you just got to roll with it. It's too bad that bus driver didn't see us. I don't see how he couldn't have. But, you know, the rain and you're up high, I don't know. You know, things happen. So what a morning we had here. You know, I have to say, last week I told you about the skunk situation here at the house with my dog Rudy getting skunked one night. And the whole house has smelled of skunk for over a week and a half. But last night, some of my girlfriends came over, and they walked in the house, and I totally forgot about the smell because, you know, when you're in the house after 20 minutes or so, you don't smell it anymore. That's the scary thing. You don't realize how bad your house smells because you're in there and your nose just gets used to the smell. And usually people come over and they're like, whoa, what was that smell? Well, last night my girlfriends came over and no one made a comment. So about an hour and a half into our little gathering in my kitchen, I realized, oh, wait a minute, you guys don't smell skunk, do you? And they said no, although my girlfriend went in the basement and she smelled a little bit down there. So there's still a little bit lingering, but we're getting rid of the skunk smell slowly but surely. What a crazy thing to happen. This poor dog keeps getting skunk. Well, he thinks he's so bad when he goes out there. He thinks he's a big, big old, what's the word people use? Well, I won't say it, but, you know, he just thinks he's bigger than he is, and he doesn't take any crap from anybody out there in the backyard. It's his place. So if any skunk comes walking by, he takes him on, and he forgets that last summer he got sprayed 3 times. So, you know, he just forgets. So the truth of it all is we need to be better about not letting him go out in the dark. that's when he gets skunked. So anyway, all's well in the world. It's back to school this week, Thursday. Jimmy, my oldest, walked with me and my youngest to grade school. Molly, my youngest, is going into fourth grade. And Jimmy's going off to college to Wyoming, University of Wyoming. We leave next Wednesday. He and I embark on a 17-hour drive, a journey together. I think that'll be probably the last time we're ever together for that long of a period of time. So it is going to be a little hard, emotional, but fun, and I'm going to get through it, and it'll be a fun 17-hour ride, right? And then he starts school. Well, the dorms open on the 29th, and I drop him off in the morning. We're going to spend one night at a hotel, drop him off on the 29th in the morning, and then I take off. I got to drive to Denver and catch a flight there home. And then the very next day, y'all want to hear this, don't you? You want to hear my schedule because it's crazy. So I got to get through this next week. I won't be on the air next week. It'll be a rerun, as they say, because I'll be traveling to Wyoming. Although I could probably do the show on the road, but it would be kind of boring. I would probably be talking about the amazing, the beauty around me, but that would be very boring for you because I don't think I could download and upload enough pictures to take up a whole hour. So I promise not to narrate next week. I'm just going to take the week off. You'll hear a rerun, but yeah. And then I fly back the 29th, and then the next day I'm moving. So it's just insane, crazy, crazy, insane. But we all have those times in our lives and we get through them. And thank God I have lots of friends that are helping me with this move. And we're going to have a good time next Saturday, aren't we? How about the news that everyone has been talking about, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? I was challenged recently by a dear friend of mine, Karen Altacruz, to do the Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh, my God, her video was hilarious. I shared it on my page. And it's so funny because if you've ever seen these videos, the Ice Bucket Challenge videos for ALS, she says, oh, I'm going to take the challenge. So she takes this medium-sized bowl and dumps it over her head, and she says, oh, it wasn't so bad. And usually the reaction is from people when you get a lot of water and a lot of ice, and it's like, ah, it's so cold. Well, Karen dumps it over her head. She's like, oh, it wasn't so bad. But then on the side, there's someone standing on the side, and they just douse her with a bucket of water, and she's just soaked. It is so funny. You have to see this. This is the most creative, funniest one I've seen yet. I heard George Bush's was pretty funny, but I haven't seen his yet. So Karen Altacruz, you win for the funniest video. You had me cracking up at work. Or actually, no, I was on the train. I was coming home. I was sitting on the train this week, and I watched this video, and I just laughed out loud and turned around. People were looking at me. Yeah, Ice Bucket Challenge video. They all got it. People got it. So I'm up. I'm going to plan to do mine this afternoon, and I am going to be challenging Jeff Blanzy, Dawn Desart, Mayor Pradel, Mayor of Naperville, Greg Miller, Duffy Atkins, Annie S., Sue Griffin, and Brian Strahl. You all are being challenged for the Ice Bucket Challenge. I'll make it official when I do the video this afternoon with all of the freezing cold water and ice for sure. Okay, all is well in the world. So we have some really good guests on the show today. I'm really excited about it. But first, quick sports update. Bears playing Friday night. But before the Bears game, we're heading over to Naper Settlement for the final Naper Nights concert series. So hope you all can join me for that. American English is playing Friday night. We're going to watch that concert and then head over into town and catch hopefully still the first half of the Bears game. Want to catch that. They're going to be playing – they're on the road playing the defending world champs, the Seattle Seahawks. So that'll be interesting. I really think that should prove to be a real test, that game, for sure. And then we have college football. You know my alma mater, NIU. They have the quarterback situation over there. Remember when we used to have a quarterback situation with the Bears? Now we've got a quarterback situation with NIU. who's going to start next Thursday, home opener versus Presbyterian, 6 o'clock, NIU. I'm hoping to be there. Who's going to start? You know, we got Drew Hare, Anthony Maddie, and a junior, Matt McIntosh. I think that's how you say his name. You know, it's kind of hard to follow Jordan Lynch. Some big shoes to follow, big shoes to fill for sure. And then before that, our friend Chandler Harness. Chandler, we need to get you on this show. We got to talk to you. We want to know your take on this NIU quarterback situation. But unfortunately, no, I can't. I won't be in town on the 20th. What am I saying? I'm not going to be at NIU. I'm going to be in Wyoming. So we'll talk about the Bears and NIU as we always do. I always give you those updates 2 weeks from today for sure. So that'll be interesting, catching that Bears game this Friday night at 9 o'clock. But first, come with me. Come to Napier Settlement. Okay, we got to move along. We do have guests. We do have guests today on the show, and I'm really thrilled. You know, as a parent, I can use all the help I can get raising my 5 kids, and it's not an easy thing. It really takes a village to raise a child, to raise a family. And what's really neat is I live in a community that has a not-for-profit called Project Help, and I found out about them a couple of years ago, and they have actually been around for years in Naperville, supporting families. I think it's been 20-some-odd years. I'll find out. We're going to talk to the executive director, Peggy McGuire. She is going to be joining us. Now, I think she's on the line right now. Peggy, are you there?
I am here, Dolly. Hi.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, Peggy.
How are you?
Thanks so much for coming back on the show. I know you've been on before, but you got some fun events coming up to support Project Help. And
we
Peggy
do.
Is the executive director, new executive director of Project Help, dynamic woman, energetic. I don't know where you get all your energy and your enthusiasm for Project Help is contagious. You know, I think that you have really awakened more of this community and they've noticed and they've discovered Project Help because of your energy and your nonstop promotion and all for the families. Really, Project Help is really just there to strengthen families in this community. And I just think that's just so wonderful. And it's all for free, right?
So yes, it is free. You got
Project
it.
Help. Let's talk about Project Help. And, you know, it's been around for, what, 20-some-odd years?
20-plus years, and 5 years ago we became our own 501(c). So it's a little new in that capacity. We used to be under another umbrella, but 20-plus years serving Naperville. It's exciting. It's very exciting. I'm listening to you talk about getting Molly off and getting Jimmy off and all the stressors involved in getting back to school and sending the kids to college.
Can you hear the stress
I'm
in my
you.
Voice?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, getting kids to college.
And the pain. It's hard to let go. And you know, and parents like me, I'm a single parent, and I take that back. I'm not really. They do have their father in their lives, but for the most part, they are with me most of the time. And agencies like yours, that's what this is all about, folks. So if you don't have extended family or you're new in town, I mean, reach out to Project Help. That's what they're there for. And Peggy, do people have to qualify?
No, that is the most miraculous thing to me. That is why I have my passion and energy. And every day we get up and we have the opportunity to help people who want a better life for their family. The only thing that you need to have in your family is a 12-year-old and under. If you have a child in your home birth to 12, we can help you. That's the criteria. There's no income requirements. There's no other any kind of marker that you need to meet other than you want to strengthen your family. You want some parenting advice. It can be major issues. We have paid staff that are counselors. It can be something as easy as I really need help with scheduling. I'm having a trouble adjusting to, I don't know, a diagnosis or homework or anything that comes down the pike in family life. We have mentorships and counselors available to help you get through it. And it's all free,
wow.
100% free to anyone who wants to participate. And I encourage absolutely anybody to just give us a call or send me an email because I've been working in the county for a long, long, long time. And I can help people connect them with resources if they need it. If it's not something we can help them with specifically, I'll find someone that can. We really want to provide any type of support and help to a family that is looking for it, That is how I want Project Help to be seen in the community, as a major, major support to any family that is looking to strengthen themselves.
That's fantastic. And I love that anybody can do it. There's no requirement other than the desire to support and strengthen your family. You know, and I notice on your, you guys are really proactive. You're on Facebook, Twitter.
We are.
You're constantly posting tips for families, like heading back to school tips, ways to help your family make happy memories together. Simple things like that, that, you know, the days just fly by. And you realize, wait a minute, we didn't laugh much this week. And so friend them on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and just get those reminders from Project Help. If you're not, you know, if you don't feel that you need to call them, but those reminders really do, you know, encourage and support families. I love that about you guys. So tell us, what are some things that you really want our listeners to take away from this interview? What do they, what do you want them to know about Project Help?
Well, I want them to know. I wanted to know that we are free, and we have universal access programs serving any family with a child birth to 12. Like you just mentioned, we have many layers of support. Like us on Facebook, follow that information that we're putting out there. Follow us on Twitter at Project Help DPG. Those are all the different types of support we're providing. We can also connect families with any resources they might need while they're participating in our program, and that includes counseling services if that's what they would like. And we're always, always looking for great volunteers who want to be trained and want to become mentors to our families. We use research-based curriculum. We use a research-based home model, and it is exciting. And everybody that works here, we love it. We love our job, so it's a fun place to volunteer. It's a fun thing to be a part of, helping the community. We also have our big fundraiser coming up, Saddle Up, which you are the MC, Dolly. So if you want to come out and see Dolly, please join us September 23rd at Saddle Up in Aurora. It's reasonable. It's only $40 ahead of time and $50 at the door, and that includes two drinks and appetizers. And it is fun. It is a very fun event, and all of the proceeds go to Project Help so that we can continue to help provide services to the families in our community that are looking to become even better. So I also encourage you guys to reach out to us on our Facebook page, like I said, and also our website. Just go to Project Help View page, and it's a great website, and you can contact us there anytime as well.
That Saddle Up event is a blast. This is the, would it be your second annual? Last year was the first?
I believe so. I think, yes, last year was the first. Yeah, and it's our fourth annual fundraiser, but I think it's the second time we've done it at Saddle Up, and it was hugely successful.
That was a blast last year, and we were out there. I was learning line dance. Since that time, I've learned like three different line dances there, so time to, as you guys have been saying, time to settle up for strengthening families. So definitely check out that event. That's September 23rd. I'm so honored to be the MC. I'm so honored to be a part of Project Help, because I truly believe in what you guys stand for and what you're doing in the community. And there's just you know, I think that it's kind of cool that you don't charge people, because it makes everybody feel comfortable and knowing that, you know what, everybody across all the socioeconomic borders or lines, everybody, you know, should be, you know, doing these checking up, making sure your family's on course, staying on course, you know, kids are doing well. Because every year there's a transition, every grade is a transition. So it's always good to check in and use these resources that are in the community to strengthen your family, you know, and talk about speaking of strengthening families, it strengthens individuals. You know, recent news of Robin Williams, you know, his suicide, just shocking. And
it is.
Everybody on the outside saw him like a laughing, happy man. And you may see that in your own family, but it's good to keep the conversations going, check in, check up, and check out Project Help. You know, that could.
Please do.
They could
please
help in
any
way. Thank
you so much, Dolly, for your time. I really appreciate you getting the word out. We're excited to have you at the SENC. Come see us. Kick our boots up. We'll be hustling out there at the Saddle Up. And
yeah,
we also wanted to include, I forgot to say, we are funded by the Exchange Club of Naperville. That is our primary funder. Then we have to do our fundraisers and our grant writing in addition. But we always want to do a shout-out and a thank you to the Exchange Club, because this program is in the community because of their generous support. So that is something to think about when you go to RibFest, or when you think and hear of the Exchange Club in Naperville, all the tremendous things that they do for this community. It's impressive.
And I second that, Exchange Club. And that's where I last saw you, Peggy, with the cameras rolling. We interviewed Peggy at RibFest because you are one of the, I think there's like 20 different not-for-profits that are beneficiaries of all the proceeds that are raised at RibFest. So fantastic for that. And how's your first year going at Project Help?
It's going great. You know, for me to work with a lot of the people that we're able to work with are volunteers. And to me, it is unbelievable to work with people who are committed basically out of the goodness of their heart to help other people. They're not individuals who are sitting at a desk holding onto a job waiting for their pension, or there's nothing like that kind of energy here. It's all about helping the community. And to me, that has been unbelievable. We were just chosen as 100-plus women's recipient, and I had the benefit of speaking with them this week. And just those women are amazing. I mean, volunteers running this community, it's just absolutely makes my heart swell that there's this much, you know, goodwill in this community to try to help each other. So to me, that's been the biggest shift of just working, you know, side by side with that kind of energy. So it's going great. I'm loving learning all that Naperville has to offer and meeting school district officials and things like that. It's going really great. And so I'm excited
to
be here.
You really jumped in with both feet on the deep end. You sure did. You know, every time I see you, Peggy, you just have this energy and this this good positive energy around you, and you're just like the perfect person to lead Project Help. We need more people like you around here. Let me talk about those volunteers really quick. If anybody listening wants to become a volunteer, is there a process, a training that they have to go through?
Absolutely. We do have a process. Everybody has to go through background checks, of course, and we do a couple different layers of background checks. I actually conduct the trainings on each volunteer. It's a 2-day, 6-hour-a-day training, and then we do a matching process. When the volunteer goes out with a family, the first 4 home visits is with our other staff person who's a counselor, and they go through all of the process with that person. Then once the match is made between a mentor and a family, the mentor sees the family once a week, and they conduct different paperwork. They set goals with the family. They follow the curriculum we have, and they see them once a week for a year. Each volunteer just receives one family. And then they check in with me once a month for supervision, and I'm also available to the volunteers by cell phone 24 hours. I mean, whatever kinds of questions they have or whatever they need to help support their family, I'm here to help them. So that is how one piece of the volunteering can go. We also have volunteers that teach our parent workshops. We run parent workshops throughout the community in different grade schools, and we will be offering them in Spanish this year, so I'm excited about that. So look for that on virtual backpacks at the kids' schools. We'll be advertising it throughout the community. Again, it's free to families. We write grants to receive money to provide the books and the curriculum and the Spanish speakers and the English-speaking educators that run those workshops. So we have that kind of volunteers, but we're also always looking for any kind of volunteer who wants to help with program development, resource development. But primarily the volunteers we have are the mentors that help service families and help them meet goals and reach goals.
And now when families, parents reach out to you, what would you say is the most common concern they have and the help that, the kind of help that they're seeking?
I think a lot of families, well, we have many, many, many layers of people that reach out to us from other social service agencies all the way to self-referrals, you know, many, many different layers. But I think people just struggle with time management and consistency in discipline and consistency in life, you know, which then creates behaviors in children. I think scheduling and pressure, time pressure is a huge issue. Expectations that parents have and what kids have are something that we're always kind of dealing with, helping people learn strategies to help guide behavior with their children. I think those are probably the primary things that all of us parents have struggled with at some time, you know what I mean, where you're not aware of what the child development is going on, and then you're expecting one thing and the child's capabilities are another. So I think just getting the actual child development advice in people's hands, getting research-based material about brain development and about personality development and things of that nature into parents' hands really is a stress reliever, because sometimes you just don't, you know, it's just a matter of education surrounding a behavior or a developmental issue that parents struggle with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the group is called Project Help. We've been talking to Peggy McGuire, the executive director, the new executive,
Yay!
Lovely Peggy McGuire. It's been so good to get to know you, Peggy, and I thank you for everything that you're doing in the community and beyond.
Absolutely.
And keep up the good work. I'm really looking forward to the Saddle Up event. You all know how much I love country.
I will be there, shaking my thing.
Time. We're going to kick up our heels for Project Help. Check out Project Help website. Peggy, why don't you throw that out there and a phone number to call for people interested in learning more, seeking help, or maybe wanting to volunteer?
Sure. You can go to our website at projecthelpdupage.org, all one word. You can reach us at the office at 630-357-5683. And you can also email me directly at pmcguire, that's MCGUIRE, at projecthelpdupage.org. And we welcome any kinds of questions or any kind of comments that you might have about what your family's going through. We're here to support the community for sure.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks so much, Peggy. We'll
thanks,
see you September 23rd.
I look forward to it. Okay, thanks so much. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's that time of year, as we were just talking with Peggy McGuire, Project Help, you know, start of the school year, kids entering new grades, transitions, and, you know, it's okay to say, hey, I need a little help with this, especially those working moms out there, myself included. I started a new job about 3 weeks ago. And sometimes they don't get home till 7 o'clock at night, 7:30 at night. And I'm a busy mom, and like many moms, and I need help every now and then, especially with laundry and especially with dinner. I can't tell you. I'm on the train. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to make? So half the time I'm calling home and telling my oldest, put a pot of water on. We're going to boil some noodles when I get home. But, you know, that gets old. You don't want to always have noodles. You want a good meal, so it's okay to shout out, call for help every now and then. And I've asked Veronica Porter to come on the show every week. Veronica, are you there? She's actually
yes, I am.
Aunt V. And we want to ask her, you know, what's you know, it's time for dinner. Let's ask Aunt V, what's for dinner? What do we got for our listeners' ideas? And if they want to check out Aunt V's website and see what she's making for dinner. Maybe you're interested. She's going to tell us what she's making for dinner tonight. If you're interested, check out her website and order that dinner, because it's okay. It's okay every now and then to get a meal from Aunt V.
Well, thanks. Yes.
The fast food line, like I fall into that trap every now and then. But this is a nice alternative, Aunt V. So what's for dinner?
Well, tonight's going to be an Asian chopped chicken salad. It's very nutritional, and it's really light so that it's healthy, and it's for a hot night like we're going to have today. It's going to be it's very refreshing while you're getting all your fruit and vegetables and all your nutrients and things like that. It's also what I'll be featuring. I'm going to be a private chef for one of the sponsors at the Naperville Wine Festival tomorrow. So it's a there's a chance for some of you maybe to sample it there as well. But the thing about what you're saying exactly, as a busy mom myself, I have four children. That's the whole reason I started doing this, because you want to have an alternative with healthy food. And I always have three things that I try to achieve, which is organic foods, local foods, and seasonal. And you really can, you know, just once in a while. It's not meant to, you know, we all want to cook when we can, but it's for that one time where you're stuck in traffic and you realize you didn't leave anything out. In fact, that's when the idea came to me. But
when you didn't leave the frozen
.com.
When you didn't leave the ground beef on the counter like my mom used to do when I was a kid, she'd take the ground beef out the night before and let it sit on the counter. Nowadays,
which is,
oh my God,
we don't even want to talk about that. Yeah.
You can't do that. Although I don't know what.
But you know, an amazing way to defrost food quickly. And this is a health regulation if you were to do it, and I'm just amazed how quickly, is if you put it in, like let's just say you had that pound of ground beef, you put it in a bowl of water and kept the water dripping continuously, it will defrost so quick. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not like a microwave that's going to defrost in 5 seconds, but it has to be a continual drip.
Okay, I don't get that. What if you're not home? How are you going to do that?
Oh well, it's not. I'm not talking about if you're not home, but if you're going to, you need to take it out and put it in the refrigerator then.
Okay,
but I'm talking about
maybe
days.
We got an idea. Maybe we should come up with a contraption. I think we've got something here. We need to come up with something that has a continuous drip. Maybe we could figure it out with the coffee maker. Put the ground beef in the...
You'd still have to remember to put it in. And so with that being said, I think that it'd be better just to take it out and put it in the refrigerator. But that's it. Now with the big rain that we had today, if you're a gardener, get out there and weed. It's like the weeds will just pull out instantly. You'll get a little muddy and dirty, but it's a great day for weeding too. So keep that in mind, because I do have an organic garden.
Well, that's some good tips. Well, Veronica says, Aunt V says, listen to me. You know, I keep calling you Veronica, but you know what? It's Aunt V. I love that.
Oh, no. Veronica, that's where the V came from.
From the garden to the table, from the classroom to the community, that's the philosophy of Ask Aunt V. She teaches organic gardening, cooking classes, and she has a daily special cafe, and it's located in Naperville at...
It's inside. It's independent, but it's inside the LA Fitness on Freedom Drive. Right there by the Marriott.
Okay.
But so anybody
you can go
come
in there.
You can come in, right, you can come
and
in and pick it up.
Order your homemade meal. Mm-hmm.
And you can order them online ahead of time so that they'll be ready for you. And for you were talking about being on the train. If you're on the train, you can order online, and we deliver at the train station for the four express trains between 5 and 7. So
now
there's all kinds of options.
How much time do you need to get? Like, if I'm on the 6:15, I'm going to remember at 6:18, something around that. I don't have dinner.
I try to accommodate everyone.
Right.
You can't call me from Lyle. I might be, and you can call me from Lyle, but I would text you back that I might be a few minutes late because obviously the train's a lot faster than I am. But, yes, you can call me anytime, and I will try to accommodate you. The thing is with the daily special is that because I purchase and make everything fresh that day. I don't pick the vegetables or anything until that day. It's a situation where it's kind of like a first come, first serve. Once the quantities are out, they're out. You know, that's the way to keep, I can keep the prices down low and affordable. So the sooner is the better, but I do always try to accommodate you. So if it's 6:18 and you're on the 6, what's that, the 47 it comes in? Feel free to give me a caller, and I'll be happy to do what I can for you.
Fantastic. Okay, busy families and busy individuals, ask Aunt V what's for dinner. Check in with us next week or go to askauntv.com, and you can place your order right there. Thanks so much, Aunt V.
Thank you. Best wishes to you. Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You too.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Thank you, Love and Money. Hey, check out loveandmoney.com. They're one of my favorite local bands here in Naperville. They play a lot at Potter's in downtown Naperville, too. Thanks to them for that fun song in honor of Dolly McCarthy Day back in March. That was so sweet of the mayor to do. I just love that song. It's funny. Pretty funny. Hey, you know, we were talking to Aunt V about healthy meals and preparing meals and busy moms and... So I'm kind of going to segue into my favorite meal of the day, anything sweet. I was at a Naperville North football game last year, and the kids, my kids, went off and they got some cookies. I can't remember who they were playing or if it was early in the season or not, but anyway, all I remember was getting the sugar cookie with the Husky print, paw print on there, and devouring it. Literally devouring. I don't do that. I take a bite out of a sweet. I love sweets. I take a bite and I'm done. I'm satisfied. But that cookie I devoured. And I'm so thrilled to have on the show the actual woman who made that cookie, homemade from scratch with her own hands. We're not related, even though my maiden name is very close to her last name. My maiden name is Caravette. It used to be Caravetta. Then my grandparents came over. How long is this show? Is it a couple hours? I'm just kidding. Okay, I won't go into all of that. The history there of the Caravette family lineage. But anyway, Sue Cravata is the owner of Sweet Sue's Homemade. And I just had to have her on the show. SweetSue'sHomemade.com. She has delicious cookies. So welcome, wife and mother of two, Sue Cravata. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Dolly. First of all, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. So I'm excited.
Oh, you're so welcome, and you're so deserving. You know, we have to talk about these cookies because, and plus, I'm just a fan of, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I was always coming up with crazy ideas, and I never followed through. And I'm not saying your idea is crazy, but ideas, like I had this idea. I was taking a cake decorating class, and I said, oh, man, maybe I can make this into a business because everybody kept requesting cakes from me. And but that never took off. But I have a passion, and I want to, you know, highlight non-for-profits on the show and moms, stay-at-home moms like you who start a business from scratch, and they're good at what they do, and you are very, very good at what you do. And
oh,
so,
thank you.
You know, let's talk about this. So you started your own bakery business about 4 years ago. Tell us how this all started.
Yes. Well, ever since I was 8 years old, my grandmother got me a Wilton cake decorating set, and I was hooked. I just love to decorate. My specialty is decorated sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookie cakes, as you know, and thank you for putting that on my Facebook. I've already gotten a couple orders from that, so that's great.
Oh, really?
I
should mention, for those that are listening and didn't see my Facebook post, Sue, sorry, don't want to interrupt, but Sue came by yesterday and had made, if you look on my Facebook, you'll see, I'm going to post it again for people to see because it's kind of gotten buried now, but she made this huge decorated chocolate chip cookie cake, And it has the Dolly McCarthy Show logo on it. It's adorable. And it tastes better than it looks, let me tell you that. But let me tell you, Sue, those sugar cookies are to die for. You're decorating
Thank
sugar
you.
Cookies. So I went ahead and put an order for St. Raphael football out here in Naperville. The kids are going to love your cookies with the little Red Wings logo on there. Kids love
Thank
that.
You.
Or
yes.
their number. Maybe we'll do their
yes.
number. That would be fun, too. But so you started
I'm looking
this,
forward to that.
You started
yes,
this about
yes.
4 years ago, but, you know, it
right.
began, you know, you found your passion at a young age.
Yes.
And what made you just say, hey, I'm going for it?
You know, just like what you explained, I just wanted to find something to do while I was at home, and because my family's my number one priority, and just to be around the kids and use the talent God gave me. And I, one of my favorite things to do is make decorate the cakes with the logos and the cookies. And so both my kids went to Naperville North, and my son's a senior there this year. So I have been donating for the last 4 years to the senior celebration, and that's where you first, I think, tried one of my Husky Paws. Also chocolate chip cookies. And so I know that it takes a lot of promoting and donating and things to, and I certainly have been getting back, because now it's through word of mouth. I just got done with my busiest season this last June and July doing a bunch of graduation decorated sugar cookies. And that's just very challenging and fun for me to do the different college logos on the cookies. So
mm-hmm. Your personalization is so cute. When you finally put your head to the pillow at night, because I know you're a hardworking lady, you know, all that baking. And I have a friend who owns a bakery, too, and it's just nonstop. But when you finally put the head to the pillow and you think about your day and how you've managed things, I mean, do you think, like, wow, do you ever think about where you want to be, your goal, or are you happy right now in the moment what you're doing? Do you have plans
right
to expand?
Now? Yes, mm-hmm. right now I'm happy, but I, of course, have been thinking about the future of maybe getting a storefront, going in with someone else. I have a friend who's a great baker, and we could, you know, do something like that together. I've thought of, you know, doing one of those food carts, going around to the different sports games, you know, to the parks and sell
mm-hmm.
cookies. Kids just love the cookies mm-hmm. on a stick. And I could have the ready-made chocolate chip cookie cakes ready to go and personalized. So, right now I'm just happy. I have donated a lot to my church, to the neighborhood. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I just love to bake and make people happy. So,
sounds like you're making a lot of people happy for sure. You know, sweets, nobody can say no to that, especially when it's personalized and – you got your favorite team on there. What is the number one requested item that you make?
I would definitely say the decorated. Yeah, the sugar cookie.
And which logo do you see more Cubs requests, Sox requests, more North, Central? I mean, where is it at, Sue? Give us the rundown.
Definitely Naperville North, because, you know, we've been, you know, my kids went there. But, yeah, I'm actually working on some elephants right now for a baby shower, which is fun. And then for a 60th birthday, I'm going to do some wine bottles. They're going with the age to perfection theme. So I just love the variety. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute. Hey, do you have a website people could go on? Are there pictures on the website so they can get some ideas, too?
Sure. Yes, I got a shout-out to my husband. He's a great photographer, and he's taken a lot of my photos for my website, and it's sweetsueshomemade.com. And you can email me, too, at suelovesjrs@comcast.net or call 630-536-8351, and I'd love to take your order and talk to you about what you would like for your special occasion.
For sure. Definitely do that, folks. I'm not kidding you. Those sugar cookies are to die for, and this chocolate chip cookie. And then Sue even threw in some lemon scones. They were delicious. I had some with my coffee this morning, and I shared some with my neighbors and everybody.
Thank
my
you.
Son, too, had one. And it's nice to get something, especially if you're a busy mom. There's so many of us out there. And you don't have time to bake all the time. It's nice to have something fresh and homemade. And it just
right.
it makes me feel good. It put a smile on my kids' face when they walked in the door. Mom, we got
yes.
a cookie. And I had the girlfriends over last night, I don't know if you heard me talking earlier in the show. Thank God it didn't smell like skunk here. So we actually got to sit in my kitchen, and we were all nibbling on that cookie cake. They wanted to shoot me, like, Dolly, get this thing out of our face, because we were just, like, devouring it. It was so good. Sue,
right.
I really,
thank you.
Really love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. It's called Sweet Sue's Homemade. She's on Facebook, too. And
right.
Check out her website, sweetsueshomemade.com, to taste some of her killer decorated sugar cookies, and you could order some for your favorite team or teams too. So keep up the good work, Sue. I love featuring moms like you, people that are starting small businesses, and stay in touch, and good luck
okay.
on your plans to expand in the future. I hope it all works well for you.
Thank you. And remember, homemade is the best. Forget the rest.
Hey, I love that. All right. Thanks, Sue. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dolly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Thank you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Bricconi's has their cruise night. There's only two more weeks left. Next week, it's Muscle Cars. Next Wednesday, August 27th. And then the last one, September 3rd, is the last night. That's all about trucks. That would be a fun night to take the kids to that one, too, then climb all over the trucks. Well, I think they can. I'm not quite sure now. Take that back. They might not be able to climb on the trucks, but they can check out the big trucks. So those are at Bricconi's at their North Pizzeria location. Cruise nights, Wednesday nights from 5 to 9. What a great summer that we've had checking out those cruise nights over at Bricconi's. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of an effort that's taking place from now until September 3rd. Toy Box Connection is hosting a toy drive for St. Jude's. And St. Jude's has expressed to us that they're running very low on toys in September and October. So Toy Box Connection, along with the Knights of Labor and the International Union of Elevator Constructors, they've all teamed up to have this drive. They're trying to collect as many new toys as they can for St. Jude's Hospital. And the clubs will ride alongside the truck. Hopefully we can fill at least one truck, if not two, and they will ride alongside the truck as it travels to St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. We love St. Jude. Please, please, everybody, if you can, go out tonight, this weekend, grab a few toys from your favorite store and stop by at Bull and Bear of Naperville. Tell them that Dolly McCarthy Show sent you. That's right there on Chicago Avenue, right in downtown Naperville. They'll be collecting the toys. And if you do have a lot of toys or even one and you need help getting it to these drop-off locations, we can come out to you. You can do a shout-out to me, and I'll get over there and pick it up myself. So that's now from now until September 13th. We're filling up the truck, so help us fill the truck and find cures and save children over at St. Jude Children's Hospital. Put smiles on their face. I'm so thrilled. It's Christmas in August. Let's keep this going, folks, and we appreciate all the efforts you've done so far to help fill that truck. Okay. Causapalooza is this Sunday. Yes, I support community.org. It's hosting Causapalooza. It's a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue lunch, field day games, kids activities, and more. And many of the I Support Community charity partners will be in attendance with information on their causes. All the proceeds will benefit I Support Community, whose mission is to increase giving, volunteerism in the community by connecting you to local charities. Dolly McCarthy Show is such a proud sponsor of I Support Community and this Causapalooza event. It's going to be a blast. I hear the Junkyard Groove, one of my favorite Naperville bands, will be there performing this Sunday, August 24th, from 11:30 until 3:30. Perfect way to spend the afternoon over at the VFW Hall in Naperville. And tickets are only $20 for adults, $10 for youth age 11 to 18, and $5 for kids ages 3 to 10. You can purchase your tickets online at www.isupportcommunity.org. And one more announcement before I have my next guest come on. My pal Tina Lilly from my alma mater, Garen Prep, is going to be joining me in just a few seconds. The Casa Kane County, the Fox Valley Marathon is coming up next month, Sunday, September 21st. If you want to run in the Fox Valley Marathon on Sunday, September 21st, and help support abused and neglected children within the juvenile court system, then definitely check out Casa Kane County, who is a proud sponsor of this Fox Valley Marathon again this year. If you make a donation of $100 or more to Casa Kane County, you can receive a discount code for 50% off your registration fee for this marathon. So make your gift and receive your special marathon code by calling Lauren Egan at L-E-G-A-N, that L Egan, at CasaCaneCounty.org, or you can give Lauren a call at 630-444-3108. Okay, that's all for the announcements right now. Okay, Tina Lilly is the Director of Alumni Relations over at Garen Press, my old high school, and she's on the line. We're going to check in with her on all the great things happening over at Garen Prep. Hey, Tina.
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. Busy as usual. We're beginning the school year at Garen, and the freshmen just started today, so we're hitting it off. 10 years at Garen Prep. We have a lot of celebrating to do this year.
Wow, 10 years already and lots of good stuff. Well, you guys just keep it going. There's always something you're celebrating over there.
Right, yes.
Just keep it going. All right, there's lots of things coming up this month and next
month
as well. Let's fill us in on
that. Yes. Yeah, actually, in the celebration anniversary, this year, we have, things going on every month honoring, Garen Prep, our founding schools, Mother Garen, and Holy Cross. And actually, our first event is coming up August 30th here at Garen Prep High School on the Holy Cross football field. It's our first home football game, and we're honoring our Holy Cross alumni football team. And this year, the Garen Prep football team are coming out as the Garen Prep Crusaders, and they're going to be wearing the red and gray of the uniform that Holy Cross wore back in the day. And we have a fun day starting at 11:30 with food and games and dunk tank and music. And the game starts at 1 o'clock, and it's a fun day for everyone to come out and enjoy. Alums, family, friends, kids, we hope that everyone can be there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Let's hope the weather cooperates too. I'm sure it will. So,
right, no, absolutely.
You also have the golf outing coming up. That's the
Correct.
Annual golf outing, right? For,
yeah,
is that
this
for
is...
the alumni or...
Yes, this is our the sixth annual Alumni and Friends, sponsored by the Alumni Council, golf outing coming up on September 5th. And it's at White Pines Golf Course, and we're looking, of course, for sponsors, if anyone wants to donate a raffle prize or likes to golf. And if you don't golf, that's okay. We want everyone to come out and have a good time. It raises money for, scholarship for our legacy students. And the past couple of years, we've been able to give $1,000 out to five of our, students. And it's a great time. I want everyone to come out and, support Garen Prep and all of our 10-year fun anniversary events. I mean, we have tons more going, coming up all the way through to November. I can go on and talk about them.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have 2 minutes left of the show, but you can definitely come back anytime. Tina, thanks for all you're doing over there at Garen Prep. Say hello to everybody over there for me, would you?
I will, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dolly.
And I'll be seeing you very soon with all the stuff going on over there and 10 years celebrating Garen Prep. And only been a few years since I graduated, so I will be. I'm kidding. It's been a while.
Yes, it does.
Thanks for all you're doing over there. And we'll check in with you again next month, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Dolly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just love my Garen Prep. Oh, well, I forgot to tell her. I wanted to ask her if anybody's been doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge over at Garen, although they just started back at the school. So welcome to all the new freshmen over there at Garen Prep. Hey, it's been a great show. So very educational and fun. Talk to everybody. We got to end the show, though, now. It's time to end the show on a good note. Be positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. As I said before, my goal for this show is to get the word out about the countless not-for-profits that are making a difference in your community, our community, in all of the Chicagoland area and beyond. I know a lot of people do listen to the show, and they're outside of even the state of Illinois. So we appreciate that. Maybe you have never heard of Project Help. Maybe there's no Project Help by you, but maybe there's something that you recognize in your community and you've been inspired by the interviews that we've had on the show in the past and even today. So I hope that this makes a difference for you and that you all will in turn pay it forward and give back and do great things, starting with your own families too. When we talked about Project Help and, you know, recognizing the need to check in with the children. Listen to me. The show has got to end, and I'm on my soapbox. This is funny. This is crazy. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And like I said, I'm so happy that the show is continued on for a year and a half now, and we just we keep attracting great guests. And like I said, those non-for-profits. And if you have an idea for the show, if you are a non-for-profit or part of a non-for-profit, if you're a volunteer and you would like us to feature your group, please do message me on Facebook. And we will pick out two winners today for the sponsor tent tickets for Napier Nights. I'll pull those names from Facebook as soon as I get off the air. So appreciate all the messages and the phone calls. Sorry I didn't get to any today. But thanks so much for supporting the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. And you won't hear from me next week, but I'll have a rebroadcast of the show. But I'll be back in 2 weeks for another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Have a great one, everybody, and thanks again for listening.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar is fine. I feel nice. A sugar is fine. I feel nice, a sugar is fine. So nice, I got you.